views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. I hope you are well in your area of the world. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish those who are celebrating this week a very happy Thanksgiving. And while we are so gifted with infinite blessings all year round, that each day should be a day of thanksgiving, a day of gratitude, thanks, and appreciation. The holiday of Thanksgiving actually gives us a gentle nudge, a reminder to make gathering with those we love and cherish a priority, and to take time out to really appreciate the bounty that God has bestowed upon us. And while many are looking forward to reunions at this time of the year, statistics show that Thanksgiving, even more than Christmas during those holiday season in December, is the most traveled day out of the year. And even though, as I said, some are looking forward to those reunions, there are others who experience very stressful, very trying emotional difficulties as at this time of the year, as they do get together with their families. Now, to continue our November theme of healing family relationships, the Posse of Angels wanted to speak about a topic today, and it's called Your Children from an Angel's Perspective. And this topic came about because many of my clients had been experiencing the same issues with their grown children. And even though they had done all extensive work, these are my clients, they had done extensive healing work, they had forgiven. And even though there was only unconditional love on their part, their children chose to be estranged from them. And while many of these clients with the same concern seem to be speaking with one voice as they were going through the same heartbreak, the same gut-wrenching emotional despair and having their children be estranged from them, there was one client in particular who stood out from the others. Now, let's call her Jean. This is not her real name. But Jean had told me that she had been a devoted, loving mother to her daughter. And she admitted that her daughter's birth was one of the happiest days of her life. Yet along with the joy of motherhood, she also told me that she had endured an abusive marriage for 26 years. She said she stayed in the marriage so her child would not have to experience a broken home. But after a lifetime of abuse, she told me that she was not prepared to take the abuse any longer. And once her daughter was grown and had moved out of the house, she decided to divorce when her daughter was at the age of 20. Jean was prepared for the challenges she would have to face financially and emotionally to end her long-standing marriage. But what she was not prepared for was the abuse and dishonor that came from her daughter. Jean said that although she was loving and respectful toward her daughter hurled abusive comments at her and treated her with disrespect. Jean went on to say that the comments were so awful that she would not have accepted this kind of behavior from anyone, let alone her daughter. Through tear-filled eyes, Jean said that several years ago, her daughter chose to sever all ties with her, which absolutely broke her heart. Many years ago, Jean found out indirectly that her daughter was engaged, and she was not told or invited to the engagement party. And a year after that, Jean again found out indirectly that her daughter was getting married, and, she was not invited to the wedding. Deeply downhearted that she would not see her only daughter wed, she wanted some angel guidance on this occurrence and how she could best deal with it as it was absolutely destroying her soul. In answer to Jean's question, I would like to read out a poem contained in the extraordinary book, which is entitled The Prophet, and this is by Khalil Gibran, and that's Khalil Gibran. If you've not read this magical book, I do highly recommend it. It was written in 1923, and it is just as fresh and relevant in today's world. In his section on children, the poet Khalil Gibran writes, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor remains with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth." You know, listeners, once the arrow is flung forth from the safety of an archer's steady, guiding bow, the arrow must then fly forth on its own and has to deal with all kinds of things along its journey. That arrow might have to deal with weather conditions, strong winds, or obstacles, trees that block and impede its path. These are all unknown quantities and can only be addressed once the arrow leaves the safety of the bow. Well, the posse of angels, here they come in, and they're saying, and so it is with our grown children. They are not ours. And the reason one may be experiencing any hurt, any disappointment or frustration with one's grown children is that one is assuming some sort of expectation that should come from their child. Perhaps one would assume that with all you sacrificed for them and all that you gave to them, they should act or speak in a certain way. Now, the posse of angels is saying that there are no shoulds, and there certainly are no have-tos and in this world. And the more that we respect and honor and allow someone else, including our grown children, to walk their journey exactly as they choose and see fit, the more we free ourselves then to walk our own journey, unencumbered by attachments and expectations. And while we allow our grown children grown-up freedoms in their choices, I told my client that if a grown-up child's behavior is not respectful towards us, then it would be highly beneficial to draw boundaries and set limits and consequences for their words and actions, and not to allow the child to dishonor us in any way, just like we would do with any other person in our life. You know, everyone, I explained to Jean, as I have explained to many other clients, that her daughter's actions and what she says, well, they actually have nothing to do whatsoever with Jean. The hurt, the anger, the sadness, and pain inside her child are emotions that the child is choosing to perpetuate and to replay and hang on to in order for her to be right and justify her disrespectful behavior towards her mother. You know, by doing so, many times grown-up children get a secondary gain from perpetuating their behavior for people to feel sorry for them as they blame their parents and they play being a victim, and they receive a lot of attention from this. And so a lot of times there could be a secondary gain. You know, listeners, there have been many instances where couples have divorced, and while it's not emotionally easy for anyone, in time, with mutual respect and honor, with open understanding and love, all parties have been able to move forward and honor each other's choices. I not only agree wholeheartedly with the poet Khalil Gibran when he says that our children are not our children, but when one looks at why that child is in our lives from a higher perspective, it truly does help us enormously to be able to allow them to make their own life, no matter how contrary it is to our expectations and attachments. The posse of angels is reminding us that before we all incarnated, each and every one of us, along with the Etheric Council, we met. Now, the Etheric Council, for those who may not know, this is a sage, wise group of ascended masters who once lived, many of them, not all of them, but many of them once lived on the earth plane, and so they know about human existence. Having had the benefit of experiencing a human life, They help us to write our contract for our incarnations in our book of life held across the veil in the Hall of Akashic Records. Now, as we begin our contract, we pick not only the souls that we want to be in our lives to help us learn our lessons, but we choose those souls' characteristics as well. I know it's very hard to believe. Many times we will choose a soul's characteristics to be in great contrast to our own characteristics. And we do this in order for us to be challenged, to help us grow, and to really take note of and learn our lessons. Now, just a note here. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that the learning of lessons in things like forgiveness, tolerance, acceptance, non-judgment, and unconditional love do not come easy. They often come as a result of having chosen someone in our contract with a deep, contrasting characteristic that's so different from ours. And we do this in order to challenge and test us to see whether we will still love that person unconditionally. Now, the Posse of Angels wants to make it very clear here that one does not have to accept or put up with someone's damaging behavior in order to unconditionally love them and forgive them. You know, when I asked this client, Jean, to consider that she chose her daughter's behavior to help her in some way, she actually started to smile. She said that in her abusive marriage, she never could speak up for herself, as she was a silent victim. But she told me that from the moment her daughter could speak, the daughter was assertive, forthright, outspoken, honest, and Jean used to marvel at her young, empowered daughter, and she often found herself wishing that she was more like her. I laughed and I told her that many times by our children we will be taught. You know, everyone, even with Jean not being invited to her daughter's wedding, I asked her if she had to do it all over again, whether she would have a child, and she said, "The gift of experiencing motherhood and the joy of raising my beautiful daughter was miraculous, and I would not change anything for the world." Once Jean understood to let go of any expectations from her grown child, she felt as if a huge burden had lifted from her shoulders, and she felt a freedom like she had never known before. Personally, having had children myself, I have experienced the sacrifice of going without things like, you know, things like sleep. You're attending to, illnesses and medical emergencies. Experienced things like having quality time for myself and going without material things, so that my children could have what they longed for. And when one gives from the bottom of their hearts with love and kindness and devotion to one's child, as a result of this, you know, it's really not unusual to assume how the child should behave and speak to us in return. Again, this only sets us up for an enormous fall because we cannot control anyone or anything outside of ourselves. You know, the Posse of Angels is chiming in here. Here they come. And they're saying, how did we feel when we were grown and our parents told us what to do, how to act, and how to speak? Well, I can tell you, for me, it didn't go down very well. I've heard from many clients that when they were teenagers, young adults needed to assert their sense of freedom so much that if their parents said black, they would obstinately say white just to assert their independence. Many have shared with me that if their parents had just allowed them some carefully chosen freedoms rather than dictating to them, they are positive that they would have been less contrary and less rebellious all of the time. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that from their observance, they find it amusing that as parents, we spend so much of our time teaching our children to speak, to walk, to eat, to go to the bathroom, to read, and live independently of us. And then when they grow, and they are grown, and they assert their own thoughts and opinions to be recognized for being an independent individual, we often instill our will and expectation on the choices that they should make. Oh, there we go again. There's that word, should, again. You know, when our children are little, are small, it's clear as to what areas need to be enforced. For instance, if we allowed them to eat only sugar and candy, they would not be healthy. If we allowed them to stay up all night, they would not get the proper rest that they need. But as they become grown children, or as they become grown adults, and they know how to brush their teeth, cross the road, and they get to choose a college or a career, our grown children, just like the arrow, needs to fly forth and fly unaided by the archer. Yes, we can give them our love, our support, and even the occasional kind-hearted advice and that wonderful sage counsel on what decisions to make. But ultimately, they are not our children. They are separate souls with their own divine imprint, and they need to have the freedom of choice that we struggled and pushed so hard for as young adults. Now, the Posse of Angels is hearing many of your thoughts. Some of you are saying, well, if I just let them go and I allow them to make their own choices, will they make mistakes? And they are coming back, the Posse of Angels, by saying, you bet. And life is not about making mistakes. We learn our best lessons from our mistakes, and the lessons we learn, having made those mistakes, will have even more meaning because of them. Wiping her tear-stained eyes, Jean asked me, I have no idea what was the lesson that her daughter was learning as a result of not having her mother at her wedding. I said to her that it is truly impossible to know what another person contracts to learn from the decisions they make in each incarnation. But regardless of the lessons we contract to learn, nothing is set in stone. In every second, we each have free will as to which choices we will make that will determine the direction that our life takes. You know, I added that no matter what choices we make in life, the spiritual laws are in place for all of us, such as whatever we sow, so shall we reap. So whatever energies that her daughter chooses to perpetuate, blame and being a victim and being right and having someone else being wrong towards her mother will pervade and permeate every facet of her life. And even all of these angel insights, my client Jean will not be at her daughter's wedding, for she has no control over this. But what she does have control over is whether she chooses to destroy her soul with sadness or whether she chooses to send her daughter prayers of love, comfort, healing, and wishes for a blessed heavenly marriage, a marriage that is filled with mutual respect, honor, trust, kindness, acceptance, and love by sending her daughter these loving energies, Jean will be giving a beautiful wedding gift. Well, not only to her daughter, but to herself and to the planet as well. Feeling so much better about herself, as she was now empowered and she felt in control after our session together, I told Jean that on the day of her daughter's wedding, to plan something very special for herself. I suggested that she go out and she celebrate not only the gift of motherhood that she chose to be blessed with, but to celebrate how wonderful a mother she was to her daughter, with all the unconditional love, the care, the attention, the compassion and concern that she devoted to her lovely daughter. And you know, listeners, that she has full control over. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will be taking calls for those free angel readings, which happen every week on the show. If you want to call in for a free angel reading with myself and my wonderful angelic family, who call themselves the Posse of Angels, please do call into the show on 1-800-930-2819, and we'd love to bring forth some channeled messages for you. So, see you soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's Heaven Sent Guided Angel Meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. Before we take those, go to the phone lines and take some of those calls for that free angel reading, with Thanksgiving being only days away now, the start of the gift-giving season is getting well into full swing. And if you are looking for spiritual gifts, if you are looking for gifts that help people connect with their divine eternal natures, giving them inspiration, giving them clarity, giving them direction, and great insight into reconnecting with their light inside. You might want to consider my extraordinary channeled books. One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, talks about my five most important past lives and the lessons I learned, which I contracted, and then when I crossed over, the lives I lived in between those lives. And this book, my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, is actually the sequel to One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. It talks about myself, Angel Ariel, and the extraordinary journey I've had coming back into human form and creating heaven on earth for myself as well as others. If you know of anyone who needs relaxation, anyone who needs peace and tranquility in their lives, and really who doesn't need all of those things, I have a wonderful guided angelic angel meditation CD called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. And this CD takes the listener on a journey with the angels and also presents different exercises along the way that help us to unburden ourselves with concerns about financial worries, relationships, relationships with others, relationships with ourselves, and health issues. And afterwards, people say they feel so much lighter and so much peace after listening to the CD. So there's that. And there's also my beautiful book, Angels of Faith, which is kind of looks like a guise of a children's book, but it is really a book for children of all ages, as I have many adults buying it for those who have forgotten their divine eternal natures, and that we do not die, and that we live on. So you can always go to the Angel Healing House website, which is the 3 W's, and angelhealinghouse.com to find out all of those that information on all of the books and the CD as well. So without further ado, let's grab the cards and let's go to our callers. First caller up, we have Stephanie from New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today? Stephanie, are you there? Okay, let's put Stephanie on mute and we will go to our next caller. Let's go to Beth. Beth in California, how are you today? Okay, the system is not working. Either Beth or Stephanie, if you're listening, we are trying to get the system to work. Hopefully, it's only going to be a few seconds. But during that time, as we have Thanksgiving coming up, I will grab the cards and I will do a general read for the Thanksgiving holiday coming up. And some insight which can help us all have a smooth, peaceful, happy, calm Thanksgiving. There's so much that goes on this time of the year. There's the food preparation. There's decorations. There's travel. Those people traveling at the busiest time of the year, you know, wanting to get there in time for different arranged dinners and family reunions and all kinds of things. And so there's a great deal of stress that is accumulated and heaped on us. Not heaped on us, because it's of our creating. But so just some angel messages from the Posse of Angels and myself. So let's see what comes out. Okay. I'm using, by the way, a lovely tarot deck. It's called the Victorian Tarot Deck. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. A three-card read just while we're waiting for that system to work so that we can get to those callers. First card that's coming out is the Two of Cups. Now, this is the relationship card. This is the card that that gets us to the understanding that these are divine souls that we will be reuniting with. They are just like us. They may look differently, and they make different decisions and choices, but ultimately they are divine. And to treat everyone with the same respect and honor that we would like to be treated. Of course, you don't have to take anybody's bad behavior, and you can set up those limits and boundaries, but they want us to be non-reactive and to realize that what a person says or does has nothing to do with us. It certainly has to do with that other person. So we can remain calm and remember, the Posse of Angels is saying, nobody can make us angry. Nobody can make us react. It is we that make ourselves react. So look with others, upon others, through the eyes of love. The next is the Knight of Cups. It's interesting that I pulled these two cards, and they have so much to do with love. They have to do with unconditional love, and they're stating here, and forgiveness, okay, for whatever happened before. And so many families, when they get together, suddenly things erupt, and if you're feeling resentment or regret towards your biological family, these things could erupt around the Thanksgiving holiday. So again, to see your family through the eyes of unconditional love and forgiveness. Third card, which is coming out, is the Ten of Cups. You can't make this stuff up. So all of these cards are cups. They're all about how we emotionally feel. And once you see them as divine souls through the eyes of unconditional love and just forgiveness, non-judgment, then the highest fulfillment card, the sunshine, lollipops, and roses card, which is the Ten of Cups, as I call it, then that comes out. And they're all emotional cards. So hope that's been helpful for you as we go into this Thanksgiving holiday. Let's see if we have Stephanie on the line. Stephanie from New York, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Our system went down.
Oh, good.
Maybe it started celebrating Thanksgiving early and had a holiday. I'm not sure, but it's nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Thanks. I think I'm overall okay, but I'm a little I'm definitely having trouble with the Thanksgiving and, you know, the family, just, you know, the Thanksgiving stuff. and us not having family to be around by their choice. But mm-hmm. I did decide to go to Kripalu for lunch instead. So I have, like, mixed feel. Like, that's something that I think will be good, but it still is hurtful, you know. But I woke up, and I've been having issues for, like, over a year with my period. And I'm a little nervous about what's going on there. I had a sonogram last week, and I'm supposed to see a new GYN next week. And the old one, the oncologist one, you know, thought it's time to move on from that. So I'm going to this other doctor, said that they'll probably do a biopsy. And I'm nervous about that. And then I was feeling vulnerable yesterday. And then my boyfriend was extra, I feel like, nasty. And I woke up today with a lot of heart pain, like my heart area and my chest felt like sore, which I was surprised about. And then when I had the sonogram last week, I was surprised because I thought the way the shadows work, it looked like I saw this face in there, which kind of surprised me too. And that's been on my mind. So I have sort of like a few different things sort of happening, but, not feeling as empowered as I would like, and I'm worried. I don't want to be going through perimenopause either, so I'm worried about that would be the other issue with my period, because I would love to have children, you know, speaking of children and family earlier.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I'm feeling as you're speaking is that with being estranged from family, what you're feeling is that you're not nourished and you're not nurtured. And that's sacral. that second chakra of ours, which is, you know, the sacred feminine, the womb, and in men, you know, and both genders around our genitals, and especially for women, it's the nurturing and the nourishing that that you feel like you're not getting from your family, and so then you're feeling like you're possibly feeling like you don't deserve and you're not worthy, or that you've done something wrong. And you might feel guilty. These are all things that play into feeling good about yourself and having a healthy, dynamic chakra system. And certainly when we don't feel nurtured, you know, our immune system starts to drop, and the body doesn't work and it doesn't function as well. So it may be, I'm glad you're going to see this specialist, because that's very important. But to understand that your feelings and the emotions hold up the physical body. And the more we can bring our feelings of being estranged from our families back into alignment, not beat ourselves up, not have expectations, and say, well, I always turn it back on myself, Stephanie. I always say, I would not like somebody else to tell me how, what to think, what to feel, what to, opinions I have, and how to act. So as hard as it might be, I have to do the same for others and have non-judgment. And so I put my emphasis on blessing them for exactly where they choose to be, and sending them unconditional love and forgiveness and comfort and healing and all of that stuff, because then I indirectly get those energies. And then I feel nourished, because I reach out energetically and I nourish them no matter what they've done. I don't have to accept, you know, sort of abusive behavior, but at the same time, I can still unconditionally love them and forgive them. And that's really the importance. That's the underlying importance of helping you to feel nourished and nurtured again, and having your and dropping all of those expectations. Just going to the cards and seeing what comes out. First card is the Knight of Swords. The Knight of Swords card is the action, and they're very happy that you are taking action, and you know, and seeing it, attending to it medically, they're saying. But at the same time, they do want you to balance out the emotions inside of you. Next card is coming out is the Ace of Winter. You actually have two sword cards here. So it's about having that mental clarity, and not to get so caught up in the emotions of it. Okay? They want you almost to see it from a higher perspective, so that you can have clarity around it, so that it won't tear you apart during the holidays. And the next one is the Tower card. And they're saying you will be absolutely surprised by looking at it this way and choosing to nurture yourself and see these people as divine souls who are choosing their path in life. So I hope that's been helpful for you, and I'm wishing you an absolutely beautiful Thanksgiving. I do have to go on to my next caller, because we have a little less time today.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Bye. And it was, you know, it is interesting that around this time of the year, when so much about Thanksgiving is nurturing and nourishing, make sure while, you know, you might be the one preparing the food and the decorations and making sure everything is just so, making sure that you yourself are nurtured and nourished over this holiday. And give thanks for you, because you make a difference in the world and you are very special indeed. Let's go to our next caller, Beth in California. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm very, very well. And do you have plans for Thanksgiving?
Yes, and while you were talking, I decided to text a family member and send some love and gratitude just to keep the energy flowing. But yes, and it's a different holiday this year because of this family member and her fears and everything. So we're not going to be doing it together, but we'll be with our beautiful friends and family that we, you know, created ourselves.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? So do you want, is there a specific question or would you like just a general read?
A general read, I guess. I was going to ask a specific question, but there's so many questions floating around about how this relationship is going to be in the future.
And the posse of angels are saying you have no idea. They cannot give you any. And if there's anybody out there, I'm just getting shivers, that tells you how this relationship is going to be in the future, then they are just speaking out of their hat. Because you cannot control anyone else. And what a person might foresee in this moment might change in the next moment because we have no idea about that person's fingerprints, how they're going to feel, and what direction they're going to take. So we really need to turn the mirror back on ourselves and thank ourselves for including this person in our contract. Thank them. Thank ourselves for choosing their contrasting characteristics because they're teaching us tolerance and patience and forgiveness and non-judgment. They're doing such a great job. I have several in my life that I've had to bring into divine alignment and just say, wow, did I learn tolerance, acceptance, and forgiveness for somebody that is so vastly different from me. And I allow them to walk their journey, and that's all I can do. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our beautiful Beth in California. Okay, there we go. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. Okay, first card that comes. Oh, a ten of. Oh no, this is a three of cups. Lots of emotions. Now this three of cups is a celebration card, and while you were speaking about this person who is trying on your nerves or creating this situation and testing you, I should say, is to celebrate them, celebrate yourself, and just put your emphasis on the beautiful celebrations and how grateful and thankful that you are that you have her in your life. The Knight of Wands then comes in. This is the movement card. Once you really celebrate that person for them being in your life, and so grateful and appreciative for the contrast even that they're sending us, then you will... Then there's a movement. There's a movement towards bringing things into divine alignment and feeling so much freer in our lives. And the next card coming out for you is the Two of Swords. And this is a choice. It's a choice that we all have to make, whether we will go down that road or we will once again, you know, allow them to their behavior to make us react and trigger us and to take us off that line of celebrating the person rather than seeing fault in them. So I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, it's been really helpful. It's just about, just a reminder to celebrate.
And I hope you have an extraordinary Thanksgiving this year, and I'm wishing you lots
you
of love.
Too. You
take
too.
Take care.
I'm so thankful for you. Thank you,
Love Beth, you. As I am to you. Love you too. Take care. Bye-bye. We have one more caller. We have Lisa from New York. Lisa, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. me and Angel Healing House Radio. Hello, how are you? Lisa? Lisa, are you there? Hello, hello, hello? Lisa from New York, are you there? We don't seem to have a connection to Lisa. Maybe it's the system that's fallen off again, perhaps. Let's see. One more time. Lisa, are you there? Not quite sure. We only have about 3 more minutes in the show. So, Lisa, I'm sorry. I cannot hear you. Please do call in next week, and hopefully you'll be able to get on the show so we can give you some messages. In the last 2 minutes that we have remaining, I'm going to pull a card for all of us from this wonderful Oracle of E by Pam Grout. I'll show you the Oracle of E, and it's by Colette Baron-Reed and Pam Grout. And let's see, one more overarching energy for Thanksgiving coming up. Something to keep us calm, something to keep give us clarity, and to keep us stress-free, hopefully. The card that I've picked is, and I love these, this is called Solar Powered, and let's see what this is all about. Here comes the sun. Clear, beautiful light is shining on everything right now. All we need to do, all you need, unfolds easily before you. Because so many have come home to who we are inside. We've cleared and we've cleansed our hurt feelings, our anger, our sadness, our bitterness, our resentment, our regret. Then our realities are free-flowing. Decisions are a snap as you pirouette into the ease of your own power, of your own unlimited connection to the universe. You can bask in this knowing that light shines on everything you need to know today. So you can take being that solar-powered light and illumination and radiate that as you go into this Thanksgiving holiday. Many people haven't seen their families for a year since last Thanksgiving. And by switching on this solar-powered light, which you are, this beautiful radiant light inside of you, that will shine forth and it will have an effect on everyone else. So that just about wraps the show up for today. I'd like to thank all of my listeners with much gratitude, much appreciation. I do wish you health, first of all, for Thanksgiving. I wish you unconditional love. I wish you peace in your heart, and I wish you the joy of knowing how special and how extraordinary you are and how much you make a difference in the world just by being you. Please do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this beautiful home of Transformation Talk Radio. And remember, if you do want to get those spiritually extraordinary, inspirational books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, oops, there it goes, and Angels of Faith, great, great Christmas book. And also the CD, you can go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And everyone, please do remember, until next time, allow your radiant light to absolutely shine forth. Go out and be solar powered and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye.